Welcome to another Northwest Herald Football Podcast, sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings in Crystal Lake in Algonquin. I'm sports writer Joe Stevenson, along with sports writer Sean Hammond and sports editor Kyle Neighbors. And guys, in week five, we saw Marengo get its first win, Woodstock suffer its first loss. Crystal Lake South's Kyle Leva and Dundee Crown's Ricky Ibarra put on the best individual rushing duel of the season. And Crystal Lake Central get an all-important fourth win to get one step closer to the playoffs after missing out the last 2 years. We also saw one of the more impressive performances from Huntley with a 41-32 victory over Cary Grove. I was at that game, guys, in the first half. 35 points and 409 yards, five plays of more than 40 yards, three of more than 70 yards. I couldn't even guess the last time the Trojans gave up 35 points and a half. I have no idea. And they've only allowed, get this, 30 points in entire games five times since 2012. That gives you an idea of what Huntley did. What'd you think when you saw that offensive outburst?
Yeah, it's really impressive, and we've kind of been saying that it's one of those things where, you know, we regard Huntley highly, but you know, we've always been saying, okay, well, until they beat Prairie Ridge or Cary Grove, you know, they're not, you know, quite there, but they just, you know, they just proved us wrong. Did we all pick Cary Grove last week?
I did, but I wasn't feeling great about it. I know all along I was saying that I thought Prairie Ridge the clear number one in the Fox Valley Conference, but I really thought Huntley had a chance to step up and become that second best team. I'm not surprised to see it happen. I didn't think that they would be able to build such a large lead on Cary Grove in the first half, though.
Yeah, I picked Cary too because I saw Cary the week before and it was very impressive against Jacobs. I'm with you, Kyle. You know, at the first of the year, I would have had it Prairie Ridge and then Huntley as the order that I thought, and Cary just looked so good in week four. It was remarkable. I mean, the second play from scrimmage, Eric Mooney goes 80 yards. I don't think anybody got a hand on him. He's so fast. And then they hit him for two big throws to Mike Boland, one of 46, one of 72 yards, and it's 21 points like that. And I was just like, man, this is pretty wild.
Yeah, so what do we think this means for Huntley? Are we looking at an 8-1 regular season here? Likely?
I think so, yeah. I don't see anybody getting away from this point.
No, not only do I think that no one else is going to beat them in the regular season, I think they are a clear threat in Class 8A to go deep into the field. I wouldn't be surprised to see them playing in a state semifinal.
I agree. I think they can too. 8A is so unpredictable. You
right.
Don't know because sometimes you can get a 25 or 26 seed that's a really good team with three losses. Like, I mean, last year, what was Maine South? Like it was seeded in the 20s and winds up winning state. So you don't know. 8A is kind of a fun bracket that way. But I agree. I think Huntley is a legit contender.
And, you know, guys, I think coming into the year, we kind of chalked it up to, and this isn't taking anything away from him because he's been amazing, Prairie Ridge quarterback Samson Evans. I think we were already chalking it up. Okay, two-time defending male athlete of the year, football player of the year. Football player of the year,
yes.
For the Northwest Herald. But Eric Mooney is making a real case to challenge him for that title.
He is. I agree. Cary Grove made a great comeback effort in the second half. I was really impressed with the Trojans because fullback Max Skoll hurt his knee, came back in for a couple plays, and then went back out. Max Buss replaced him. Running back Danny Daigle suffered a shoulder injury. It was a strange play. It was a ball that just passed that got tipped and fell, and he fell awkwardly on the turf, hurt his shoulder, and so he didn't come back, and they put in Michael Boyd for him, yet the Trojans come back and got that from a 16-point deficit at halftime down to three at one point. So it was a great comeback by Cary, but that was a fun game to watch Friday night.
Don't take anything away from Cary Grove. They're going to be in the 6A discussion when everything is all said and done. That Huntley team is very, very good. I think there were still some people that were sleeping on it. I think we now know how good they are.
Yep. Sean, you saw Jacobs beat McHenry 27-3. What were your impressions of the Golden Eagles against the Warriors?
Well, for the second week in a row, the McHenry score is a little bit misleading. I know last week they lost to Central 38-30, and we were saying that wasn't really a close game. They scored a bunch at the end. This week, I think this game was maybe a little bit closer than the score indicated. McHenry had some really good possessions in the second half. They just kept turning the ball over.
It's been a problem all year.
Yeah, they were down 13-3 at halftime. And they receive the kickoff. They drive down. They're at the 1 yard line, and it looks like they're going to cut it to 3 points with a touchdown, first and goal at the one, and they fumble it on the first play. I mean that happened. You know, they weren't down at the one again, but similar situations happened. They kept getting downfield, and they kept turning the ball over, a fumble or an interception. As far as Jacobs, I mean, you do have to credit their defense for getting those turnovers. Just because. You know, there's a fumble. You still got to jump on it, and you still got to get the ball. And that was the first time I'd seen Jacobs. I was definitely impressed with their running game. Lauren Strickland and Stephen Cavanaugh each had over 100 yards in that game, and they just follow their offensive line. That's, you know, pretty much the game plan, and it works for them.
Yeah, I haven't seen Jacobs since the opener. I believe I get to see him this week. I'm interested to see what kind of progress they've made.
That could be a good game. It's kind of an intriguing game. Jacobs with Crystal Lake Central this week.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get to that a little later.
4-1 Central and 3-2 Jacobs. Kyle, you're our Prairie Ridge beat writer.
Yeah, sure.
What
feels
were your impressions
way.
Of the Wolves?
I mean, it was 56-0 at halftime. They scored touchdowns on their first three offensive plays. You know, I say this kind of jokingly, but I'm happy to not be covering Prairie Ridge this week because I'm just out of things to talk about with them. Like, they're just beating everyone so thoroughly that, you know, you feel bad when you walk up to talk to players and coaches after the game, and you're like, well, I don't really know what to ask you about that, saying it was over after the first quarter. But no, I mean, they're going through the motions. They're fantastic. There's not a lot. There's not a lot you can say about this team now.
Yeah. What did you say the other day? That I don't have his name in front of me, but the backup quarterback had like 100
Connor
yards
Ryden.
Rushing.
Yeah. I mean, how many times do you have a backup quarterback have over 100 yards rushing when the starting quarterback wasn't injured, wasn't benched, and that's just how good you are that your starting quarterback is out of the game midway through the second quarter.
Buffalo Wild Wings in Algonquin and Crystal Lake are proud sponsors of today's podcast. And here's some information. You can earn loyalty points at B-Dubs. Just sign up for the Blazin' Rewards program and start earning points on every purchase you make. And right now, you can earn extra points by eating items like the Cali Chicken Sandwich, Fiesta Pork Tacos, and more. Can't make it into B-Dubs? Order online for easy pickup. Buffalo Wild Wings in Algonquin on Randall Road and in Crystal Lake on Route 14 across from Sam's Club. Well, a couple of teams with one win between them put on a pretty good offensive show at the DC Bowl on Friday. Crystal Lake South beats the Chargers 56-34. How about Kyle Leva, 304 yards and 6 touchdowns? And then Ricky Ibarra, from the junior from Dundee Crown, had 270 yards and 3 touchdowns. Must have been a pretty a fun game to watch, I would imagine.
I'm sure it was. Kyle Levis had a couple of good games already this year, and obviously that 304 yards, that tops them all so far.
I'm happy to see South get off the schneid and get a win there because, you know, with their offensive line, there's a lot of talent there. Kyle Levis is obviously a quality running back. I really thought they'd underperformed so far this year, and I'm happy to see them finally break out.
Yeah, first win for Coach Fontana.
Yeah.
Varsity win.
And Woodstock North, Sean, this was the team that you picked in the Kishwaukee River Conference, and after that tough start of 0-2, losing a couple close games early, it's right where we thought it'd be at 3-2 now, and a big game with Johnsburg Friday. We'll talk about that a little bit, but what'd you think when North beat help me out. Who'd they play Friday? Richmond Burton.
Richmond Burton.
Impressive win over Richmond Burton.
You know, I'm kicking myself for picking Richmond Burton in that game because you're right. I picked Woodstock North to win the KRC at the beginning of the year. Obviously, now it looks like that's going to be Johnsburg. But, then I wavered once they got to the RB game. I should have stuck with them. But, yeah, you know, two really close losses to open the season. One of them in really heartbreaking fashion. This could easily be a 5-0 team right here.
You know, I'm wondering, it looks like Woodstock North is the last tough game in Johnsburg's way in the regular season. And I don't know if you compare scores against Richmond Burton, they're pretty similar. What do you think the Thunder has to do Friday to make that close?
Well, having seen Johnsburg, I don't think Woodstock North has faced an offense quite like that. So their defense is going to have to bring its game, and we'll see how they respond to that type of attack.
Yeah, I mean, North is going to have to force a couple turnovers to keep this close. Janberg is rolling right now. The offense is just firing on all cylinders. North is really going to need something to change momentum early in that game to get them maybe an early lead and put the Skyhawks on their heels.
We thought Marion Central, which is now 2-3, had a shot at Joliet Catholic, and it looked like a pretty good game. 21-13, Joliet Catholic beats them on Friday. The Hurricanes just couldn't generate enough offense, 191 total yards. You know what? I think A.J. Golombeski needs a little some kudos, because the guy, he's been a good receiver for them. He stepped in at quarterback the last 3 weeks. Fortunately for Marion now, he gets to go back and play wide receiver. Gavin Scott's supposed to be back this week. What do you think about Marion now? They can only lose one more game and have a shot at the playoffs.
Yeah, it's good news with Gavin likely back this week. It would have been nice to, you know, get that Joliet Catholic win. They were right there in that game. But, I mean, it's their backs are not quite against the wall, but they're getting there. And, you know, they still got some time, though. They can, you know, we'll see. There's always that question when somebody comes back from injury, well, like, you know, how are they going to be able to reintegrate themselves into the game plan? And I know Gavin's an experienced kid, so that might not be a problem with him, but we'll see, you know, how that goes.
Trying to remember, Kyle, they have Niles, Notre Dame, Carmel, and St. Pat after this. Is that right?
That sounds right.
Notre Dame is pretty good. I think those other two
are winnable. Yeah.
I mean, so they got to get one of these next two to go with the last two.
There's still a path. I'm a little bit concerned for them. The East Suburban Catholic is shaping up to be pretty tough. They really can't afford a loss this week.
I agree. I'm going to see that one Friday night, so I'm sure Marion's excited to get Gavin back in there. Be the envy of your friends and get 100% exclusive crates at lootcrate.com/Shaw, S-H-A-W, and enter my code, Shaw, and save $3 off any new subscription. October's Loot Crate theme is mythical. On a quest for epic gear, housewares, and collectibles? Loot Crate has it. The best surprise you know is coming. Loot Crate offers an epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month. If you're more of a fanatical fashionista, then try Loot Wear. Monthly wearables and accessories with cult classics and your favorite franchises. If you want to get fancy, get a bigger box with even bigger loot with Loot Crate DX. Want to geek out your pet? Try Loot Pets. The offer expires October 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific. Go to lootcrate.com/Shaw and enter the code Shaw, S-H-A-W, to save $3 off any new subscription. So Woodstock suffers its first loss of the season, 44-13 to Dixon. The Dukes made it pretty tough on the Blue Streaks. The only touchdowns Woodstock were able to get were a couple of defensive fumble recoveries, 130 total yards. Tough night for the Streaks.
Yeah, the 4-0 season, perfect season, comes to an end. But you know, they still have a chance here to you know, make the playoffs. Obviously, we've been talking. They're looking like they might need 6 wins based on their playoff points and where things are at with that.
Right, absolutely. Looking like they're going to need 6 wins. And you know, the way the game started on Friday night, I was kind of being mean, I felt like, to Woodstock last week in the preview here, and they get a fumble recovery to start that game on, I think it was a backwards pass, and they take it back for a touchdown. I went, oh no, I'm going to look like an idiot here. And then unfortunately for Woodstock, things went south quickly. I appear to have been right in what I thought about this team, and it's going to be tough to get to 6 wins, I think.
They've got Burlington Central, Johnsburg, Woodstock North, and Richmond Burton left. Really need the game this week against Burlington.
This is an absolute must win for them.
They got the meat of the KRC coming down the home stretch here. Well, speaking of which, let's pick this week. Look at this week's games and make our picks. We have we'll start in the KRC with Johnsburg 5-0, ranked fourth. Kyle, is that right?
They're ranked fourth.
Fourth,
yeah.
In 4A. At Woodstock North 3-2 with a nice 3-game winning streak. Sean?
Yeah, and North still doesn't have a loss in conference, so that that KRC pick is still in play for me. But that being said,
holding out hope here.
That being said, I'm gonna go ahead and pick against them again and take the Skyhawks.
Yeah, Johnsburg was number four when we taped this. By the time it's out, we'll see the updated ranking for the Associated Press. I actually moved them all the way up to number two this week. I think this team is legit. I think that they're gonna continue to roll through conference, and this is gonna be another week where they put up impressive numbers.
It's a really fantastic story because, you know, we knew last year Johnsburg was going to be really good. We didn't know this year how good this team. We thought they're still going to be pretty good, be a rankable team. Now they're looking like, you know, possibly a state contender again. I'm going with the Skyhawks as well. Harvard, 0-5 at Richmond Burton, 3-2.
I'm going to take Richmond Burton in this game.
Yeah, I'm taking Richmond Burton. You know, Harvard, they seem to make so much progress there, almost beating Woodstock a couple weeks ago, and then comes out really flat in a rivalry game against Marengo, and I feel like we're kind of back to square one with them.
Yeah, they just couldn't get the offense going. I'll go with the Rockets as well there. And we were just talking about this a moment ago. Big game, Burlington Central 2-3 at Woodstock 4-1.
Yeah, Burlington's lost two in a row to Richmond and Johnsburg. If you're Woodstock, you need this game. I think I don't know. This is a hard one to pick a little bit. I'm going to go with Burlington, but I think this could go either way.
I'm taking Burlington Central. I'm not believing this Woodstock team, particularly after last week.
And I wondered about Burlington a couple weeks ago. Had a decent game against Richmond Burton, and then last week, although it was Johnsburg, they got shut out, beat really badly. But I'm going to go ahead and go with the Blue Streaks in this one and say that they get a win at home here. And then KRC team, but in a non-conference game, Marengo 1-4 at Mendota 1-4. By the way, these teams have a common opponent, Winnebago. Marengo lost the opener 30-22. Mendota lost to Winnebago 51-42. So this could be a pretty competitive game.
Yeah, I'm actually going to pick Marengo. I think they might they have a chance at picking up a second win here, and we'll see what happens.
I don't really have a great feeling either way on this game. In this case, they're one common opponent. It's pretty similar scores. They're both 1-4. I'm going to take the home team, I guess, when all is said and done, take Mendota.
I will go with Marengo, too. I think maybe they got the Indians got a little offense, got some things going last week. FVC, we'll go to the FVC. We got top-ranked Prairie Ridge 5-0 hosting 2-3 McHenry.
Yeah, McHenry needs a win, or they need wins at this point, but I don't think they're going to get it this week. I got the Wolves.
I'll take another running clock for Prairie Ridge.
Yes, I'll go with the Wolves. Hampshire 1-4 at South. Chris Lake South 1-4.
Yeah, South picked up its first win. I think this is a really good chance to pick up a second one. I'm going to pick the Gators.
Yeah, I think they go 2-0. I think they got it. I mean, I know it was Dundee Crown, but I think they got the offense figured out a little bit. Kyle Love is healthy. They should get another one here.
I'm with you guys. I'm taking the Gators as well. Probably the most interesting game in the FEC this week. Jacobs 3-2 at Chris Lake Central 4-1.
Yeah, this is a really intriguing matchup. You know, having seen both these teams, I think Central's got a shot in this game. I'm going to pick Jacobs, but I think this could be a pretty close game.
I think Jacobs is the better team, but I like the way Crystal Lake Central's playing right now. I like their offense. I'm going to pick them in the upset.
We talk about we talk about Jacobs having that big offensive line, and don't forget, you know, South's got Wyatt Blake, and they
Central,
got some.
You mean.
I mean, Central.
What you mean. We know
yeah,
what you mean.
Central's got Wyatt Blake and some big guys up there, and you know they can hold their own too.
Yeah, Jake Staples having a great year at quarterback for the Tigers. I'm going to go with Jacobs in this one. Dundee Crown 1-4 at Cary Grove 3-2 on a Saturday game. It's Cary Grove's homecoming.
I got Cary Grove.
Yeah, Cary Grove's going to get right after that loss last week.
Yes, I agree. And the East Suburban Catholic, we talked about this one a few moments ago. St. Vider, 3-2, another tough team from that league. At Marion, 2-3, three straight losses for the Hurricanes. But, you know, their hope is that their quarterback, Gavin Scott, comes back and leads them to some good things.
Yeah, this is a winnable game for them, and it's a game that they need. I'm going to pick St. Vider just because, you know, I don't know what Marion's going to look like this week. You know, even with Gavin coming back, you know, how's he going to get back into things? And, you know, maybe they'll prove me wrong.
you know what, before this team started having the injury bug, we thought they were going to make the playoffs, and we thought they were going to be a factor in 5A. They're starting to get healthy. They're coming home in a game they must win. So I'm going to go ahead and take Marion Central. I think that they're going to get it done.
I am too. I have a feeling that Gavin's going to come back and spark him, and he's such a threat running the football back there for them. So I'll go with the Hurricanes as well. Non-conference games, we have Huntley 4-1 at West Aurora 4-1. West Aurora won this 26-20 last year, and at the time we kind of thought it wasn't a very good loss for Huntley. And then we find out later West Aurora goes 9-0 and loses by 2 points to Maine South, which goes ahead and wins 8A. So that was actually not a terrible loss.
That West Aurora was a really good team last year.
The Cross brothers, Davion and Daquan, who had three plays between them last year of 74 or more yards, have graduated. Huntley will be glad to hear that. So who do you have in this one, Sean? This is a game you get to see.
Yeah, I'll be covering this game on Friday in Aurora. West Aurora is coming off a 40-14 loss to South Elgin. I think Huntley will take care of business.
I think Huntley's clearly the better team. I expect them to win this game. The one thing I will say is after a big win against Cary Grove last week, I do worry a little bit about them going on the road in a letdown situation.
Yeah, maybe that game last year will help fire them up a little bit. They'll remember that taking that loss. I'll go with the Red Raiders as well. And then another Saturday game, we have Illinois School for the Deaf in eight-man football. They are 1-1 at Alden Hebron, 2-3.
I'll take Alden Hebron to get another win.
Go Giants.
I'll take Hebron as well. I don't think they're going to. Last week against Westminster Christian, they lost 28-22 and fumbled the ball five times inside the red zone going in to score. John Lawler was completely frustrated about that. And they still only lost by 6 points.
Who wouldn't be frustrated by that?
Yeah, they lost eight fumbles, five of them going in to score. So I'll say they hold on to the ball and do a lot better this week. So that will wrap it up for this week. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Buffalo Wild Wings in Crystal Lake and Algonquin. And we'll be back to talk to you next week about what happened in week 6.